Blog Talk Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to It's Sports Time with John and Milo. This is Season 2, Episode 5. I'm John, and
I am Milo!
That was a good one, dude. I like that. So, if you're new to the show, we welcome you aboard. We like to talk sports. I'm Milo's grandpa, and we are sports freaks, dude. We are freaking out over sports, and this is the best time of year. We have baseball wrapping up right now. We have the Reds and the Guardians playing as we speak. The Reds still have a little bit of a chance to make the playoffs, probably won't, but mathematically they are not eliminated yet. They are playing about 2.5 games behind the Cubs right now for that final wild card spot for the National League. So they would have to win out. They'd have to beat the Guardians, who they're playing right now, today and tomorrow. They go into St. Louis. They would have to sweep St. Louis and then hope that the Cubs lose a couple of games. But it's kind of a big thing for them to accomplish right now. But they've had a great year, and it's been a lot of fun. Plus the fact that the NCAA football is going on. We have Ohio State. We'll talk about them in a minute. We have NFL going on, the Browns and the Bengals. The NBA is getting ready to take off. I think next week they start their preseason games. So this is the time of year, man, where you have baseball, football, and basketball all going at the same time. It's a great time to be a sports fan, and that's what we like to talk about on It's Sports Time with John and Milo. So, buddy, I know on the Dublin Football League, you played a game last Sunday. Can you talk to the audience about that? Okay. What was the score?
26-0.
That's not too bad. That's only a couple of touchdowns. So, did you have fun playing?
No.
But when you were playing, I know that you want to win. I understand that. I understand the score. I understand all of that. But when you're
That's
on the
fun.
Field, yeah, when you're playing and you're up against other players, you're playing. You're still playing defensive end?
I play a lot of defense. Like, they put me in an defense really now, and I play tight end.
Tight end on offense?
Yeah. And any position for defense.
What
almost got an interception.
Wow, that's great. So I thought, you know, I think defense is awesome because you're reacting and you're trying to stop the other team. But the reason I said that was, Milo, is no matter what the score is, it really doesn't matter at this point. What matters is what you're learning and if you're having fun. And if you can do those two things, you'll love football. You'll play it no matter what. And then when you get older, you know, junior high and that, it will be a little bit more evened out. But right now, this is more of what they call they used to call what you're playing Pop Warner. I don't know if they still do or not, but that's for it's kind of a developmental league to develop young football players, how to be safe, how to hit correctly. And you can get hurt playing football, but if you do it right and listen to your coaches, you'll be fine. So you have one more game left in the season. Is that correct?
Two
more. Who do you play this week?
The Bears.
The Bears.
Pat.
Maybe you know who Justin Fields starts for the Bears and the real Chicago Bears, but hopefully you guys are a little better than what they're doing right now.
The Bearcats.
What's that? You're cutting out.
We're not playing against the Bears. We're playing against the Bearcats.
The Cincinnati Bearcats. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're good. They're a good team. I like them. But you guys will be fine. Just go out there and have fun. Remember, sportsmanship is the most important thing. Okay, anything else to talk about with the Dublin Football League?
Nope.
Okay, so we're going to talk a little bit about college football, okay? Just wait just 1 second. I have something for you to listen to and for the listening audience to listen to.
See if you can disrupt Kyle McCord, first-year starter for Ohio State.
We've seen the Buckeyes stopped a couple of times on key fourth down plays that have put them in this difficult situation.
Well, if they would have taken the field goals there, they'd be kicking a field goal to win it right,
right
now.
Right, exactly. They sure would have.
But now they need a touchdown. Let's go do it.
Their first points of the day came on the Jaden Fielding 31-yard field goal. Their touchdown to 61-yard Travion Henderson. TD run. Notre Dame had a Sam Hartman to Rico Flores.
You can imagine 70,000 people in Notre Dame Stadium. 15 seconds left, buddy.
He's motivated to see if they can go make a play. Third and 19. Ohio State with the ball to the Irish 22. Harrison and Johnson wide to the right. Three others wide left. Empty backfield for Mikhail McCord. McCord with the ball. Sets up at the Notre Dame 30 to pass. McCord looks. Shoots it up the left side. Ibuka catches at the one.
Oh!
And is tackled at the one-yard line. He is tackled, and Ohio State's going to get to the line of scrimmage to clock the ball. Stop made by Ramon Henderson. Ohio State gets quickly to the one. McCord under center gets the snap, clocks the ball with 7 seconds remaining in the game. How about Emeka Ibuka tonight?
Wow. Unbelievable. Unbelievable throw. They dropped 8, Notre Dame. Only rushed 3. So Kyle had plenty of time, but then he had to find an open guy, and Emeka found a way to get open.
And it was Ramon Henderson, the safety, who kept him from getting into the end zone. 7 seconds left, second and goal. Buckeyes at the Irish 1.
Thinking he got a pass here on first down.
Henderson will be in the backfield with McCord. The wideouts, Ibuka and Harrison wide right. Tight ends on each side of the line. 7 seconds left. And now we're going to get a timeout by Notre Dame.
Thank you.
Timeout. Notre Dame. The third and final charge timeout. Be 30 seconds and late.
So second and goal. Ohio State is the one.
On the sidelines, I don't know. You know, it might be hard to even get it off and sounded. So I would bring in Chip Traynham.
And maybe a second back, too.
Maybe fullback. You're right.
Which the
Mayan Williams
yeah.
and Chip.
14-10 Notre Dame leading.
Come on, boys.
Ohio State second and goal at the Irish 1 with 7 seconds left. The Buckeyes are going to come out. Emeka Ibuka and Marvin Harrison will go wide right.
Yep.
And G. Scott on the right side, Kate Stover on the left.
We've got a nice view on this one right in front of us.
Yep, Travion Henderson to the backfield to the right and board. 7 seconds left, second and goal. Buckeyes of the Irish 1. McCord in the shotgun, gets the snap. McCord rolling to his right, looking to throw. Fires in the end zone, and it is incomplete for Harrison in the right corner of the end zone. 3 seconds remaining. Harrison was covered there by Benjamin Morrison, cornerback.
All right, buddy, here we go. Last play.
That would have been a tough catch.
Yeah, it would have. But that's what they, you know, the thought was something quick. He had that one pass, so he had to make a decision. You know, it was a one-man route. He wasn't looking for the two and three. Trying to get it to Marvin right away, and if he could.
Chip Traynham comes in at tailback, replacing Travion Henderson.
Now we're thinking alike.
Third and goal. Ohio State at the Irish 1 with 3 seconds left. 14-10 Notre Dame leading. McCord in a shotgun. Traynham off his hip. Too wide to the right. Snap McCord. Hands to Traynham. Straight into the end zone. Touchdown. Chip Traynham for the second straight week.
Bogey.
The converted linebacker finds the end zone, and that'll win it for Ohio State.
What do you think, buddy? Did you watch that game?
I didn't. I watched some of it.
Did you stay awake for the end of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that I wanted to play that because I've watched that video over and over and over and over. Now, I have a question for you, okay? Are you ready for this? This is a big question.
Mm-hmm.
You ready? What is... Okay, so what comes... If you're doing your numbers and you're counting up through your numbers, what comes after 10?
17,
nope.
11.
9, 10, 11. Do you know how important it is to know that number 11?
No, I don't.
How important would it be for a coach that's coaching Notre Dame that's in the game of his life to understand that he has to have 11 players on the field? I'm pretty sure you know this, but I'm not sure if you did or not. But for the last two plays that Ohio State and Notre Dame played, the Notre Dame defense only had 10 players instead of 11.
What?
Yeah. And the coach said that they were trying to make their get the right people in the game, but there were no timeouts left, so he decided to go with just the 10 players. If you look at the replay, buddy, you'll see that Ohio State was setting up with their six guys up front, and Notre Dame just had three on one side, one on the other. So they were missing alignment. And I kept looking at that thinking, it doesn't look right, but I couldn't quite figure it out until somebody told me, yeah, they messed up and only had 10 players. So there's nothing that they can do. They can't go back and change that. So Ohio State got that last call, as you just heard, as we were listening to give credit to WBNS 610 FM, the fan, for their we listened to Paul Keel and his last part of that game, which was so exciting for Ohio State fans. It was one of those games, buddy, where you'll remember that for the rest of your life, because I've been watching football forever, and I don't ever remember Ohio State winning with 1 second left.
Yeah.
It's probably happened, but it was incredible. So I just wanted to bring that up, and I wanted to good Lord. The Reds and the Guardians are playing now. The Guardians were up 3-0, and the Reds came up. And now the Guardians are up 6-4. So looks like there's no defense today in
wait,
baseball.
What? It was 5-4. That was 6-4?
Yeah. Okay, so we're just going to touch real quickly on the rest of the situation with the NCAA football. Georgia remains number one. University of Washington, really good team. I've seen them play on TV. They look really good. They're at number two. Ohio State, buddy, went up three spots from number six to number three with their win over Notre Dame. Michigan is they went down two spots to number four. Oh, Ishikan. Sorry about that. Yeah. And Florida State, it comes in at number five. The Longhorns of Texas, number six. Oregon Ducks. Watched them completely destroy Colorado Saturday. They're seven. The Penn State Nittany Lions, which will be in Ohio State at Ohio Stadium 2 weeks. This week the Buckeyes have a bye week. Then they play Maryland, and then I believe it's Penn State. I might be wrong there, but somewhere around there, 3 weeks. Then USC comes in at number nine, and Notre Dame, they dropped from number nine to number 10. So that's where college football is. It's very exciting right now. The Buckeyes have a week off so they can get healed up. And I thought Kyle McCord had a good game. He's just a young guy, and he's learning the ropes. And I thought he came to play in that last two-minute drill. I thought he looked great. And really proud of the Buckeyes and that amazing win over Notre Dame last Saturday, 17-14. Okay, so As far as the rest of the season goes, I think the Ohio State can't look past Maryland, who they have. Maryland's undefeated. That's their next. That's in 2 weeks, so they have to really be ready for that one. So I think what we'll do is we'll take a short music break. We'll come back. We'll talk NFL and high school football, and then we will bid everybody a good evening. So we'll be right back after this. Everybody just stick around. This is It's Sports Time with John and Milo on John Talk Radio. Time with John and Milo. We do this, we've changed up a little bit. We're doing this on Tuesday nights now at 7 o'clock instead of Thursday nights. So we hope you can make that transition, and we really appreciate you listening. So the NFL, buddy, we've got it started out, we're three games deep into it. What we're more interested in than any other division would be the AFC North. Steelers right now have surprised me. I didn't think they were going to be that good with Kenny Pickett, but they're doing good. They're sitting at 2-1. The Ravens are at 2-1. The Browns are at 2-1. There's a logjam at the top, and the Bengals at 1-2. The Bengals have not come out of the gate fast in the last 2 years. They were 0-2 last year, and they made it all. They did win the division last year. They actually won it the last 2 years. So you don't count my Bengals out. They had a great game last night beating the Rams 19-16 and getting that first victory for the Cincinnati Bengals. The Cleveland Browns, the other team that we follow here on this, we're Ohio boys and really enjoy the Ohio teams. The Browns have looked pretty good, and they let's see who we got here. They we got the wrong group. The Cleveland Browns. and they beat the Titans 27-3 in what probably their best game I've seen the Browns play in a long time. Although they did beat the Bengals, and that was a good game too, 24-3 for the Browns. The Bengals did not show up that day. They did lose a heartbreaker in Pittsburgh, 26-22, and with a 2-1 record. And they actually are playing really good right now. So I'm thinking that the Browns are going to have a good year. Their next game is Sunday against the Ravens, so that'll be a really good game. And the Bengals, I believe, play the Titans, if I'm not mistaken. So it should be an interesting game there. Anything to say about the NFL, Milo?
Let's go Seahawks.
Okay, so how did they do?
They're like the best. No, the Reds just scored.
The Reds did. How did the Seahawks do? Did they win Sunday?
Mm-hmm. They beat
the
Panthers.
What was the
score of that? 27-27.
Oh, yeah, I think I watched part of that. I have the NFL Red Zone, so I, like, watch. I really enjoy that. You have all these different games going on, and it's a lot of fun to watch that. So let's just wrap this up with we've already covered a little bit of baseball. We need the Reds to win tonight, and I know the Guardian fans don't like to hear that, but let's talk about that, people. So let's just talk for a second about Ohio high school athletics. The West Jefferson Rough Riders are right now in Division 6, Region 23. Milo, they are number one. They are the current ranked number one in their region. They are sitting at 6-3. They have 13 current average points right now, or a little over that, which is good. And Garaway is coming in number two, Fort Fry at number three, and Dawson Bryant, Colgrove at number four, which I think West Jeff would like to have a rematch with them if they possibly could from last year. So that's where we stand in the AP poll. West Jefferson is number six in the state, which is really good. So we're really proud of our Rough Riders. And let's see what we have left. Go Riders. They play West Liberty Salem, which is ranked number eight in the state. So you have two top teams playing this Friday night. It's a conference game. It's a division game. And it's a game against two teams in the top 10 in their state. So that'll be a great game. West Jefferson against West Liberty Salem. Okay.
I'm just going to say this.
Okay.
Go Cary Blue Devils.
Cary Blue Devils. How are they doing this year? I didn't have time to check on them.
I'll tell you. So they first started out like the Bengals. They were trash. They went 0-2. Then they beat Lima. They beat Lima 28-14. Then they beat Winford. I went to that game.
Oh,
they
cool.
whipped them 34-0. They beat Buckeye Central 41-0. And then they beat the undefeated Colonel Crawford. They beat them 27-7.
Wow.
And they
so
lost
they're,
and then they're playing Mohawk next.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, we'll keep up on the Blue Devils. No doubt about that. We want to make sure that next week we'll have some information on them a little bit. So normally what we do at this time is we go through joke time. I have a little different twist to it this week, buddy. Riddle me this. It's going to be all riddles. Are you ready for that?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm the Riddler right now, so here we go. What has a neck but no head? What has
what?
A neck but no head? You going to take a guess or what?
No.
A bottle has a neck but
a
no
bottle?
Head. Dude. Yeah, a bottle.
The bottle?
A bottle has a neck, but it doesn't have a head. So what has a neck but no head? Okay.
A bottle.
Like, you know, drink out of a bottle. Okay. What am I? The more I take, the more I leave behind. What am I? The more I take, the more I leave behind. Footsteps. The more I take, the more footsteps, the more I leave behind. Okay. Here's another riddle. David's father has three sons. Snap, Crackle, and what's the third son's name?
Milo.
No, it's David. Get it?
Huh?
David's father has three sons, Snap, Crackle, and the third one have to be David.
Oh my gosh.
See, I'm on fire tonight. What is more useful when it is broken? So what do you know in your house? Most things aren't that useful if they're broken, right? Well, what is the most useful thing in your house when it is broken?
What?
You have to tell me, dude. It's a riddle. You don't know? Are you giving up? An
yeah.
egg. An egg.
Okay.
Yeah, because you have to break it to eat it, man. You have to break it to cook it, eat it. Okay. This is like a, you might not know this one, but a lot of people will say two's company, three's a crowd. So if two is company and three is a crowd, what is four and five? If two is company and three is a crowd, then what is four and five?
I don't know.
Nine. Get it? Four and five is nine. The riddle, dude. Okay. Hey, Milo. What did the baseball glove say to the baseball?
Catch you later.
Catch you later.